Europe, after the end of the war, was a pretty sort of dull society, and being in reconstruction and so forth. So when I was able to emigrate, I emigrated. And in Australia, of course, all opportunities were wide open. You know, in 61, I went down to the Antarctic because that was somewhere where you couldn't buy a ticket to. I suppose flying to the moon is the ultimate place where you can't buy a ticket to, at least not yet. I was a radio technician in the field of meteorology, with recording the signals on radio sounds for meteorological purposes. We flew balloons, which carried transponders on them, which emitted signals of wind velocity and temperatures at various heights, altitudes, and transmitted them on to Melbourne, to the Met Office there, which then completed their picture of meteorological events around the southern oceans. That was my job there. There was an enormous event, and which is only equaled by the Apollo in my life.
Which base did you go to?
Mawson. I was at Mawson. There were about 25 guys there, or 27 guys, spending the year down there, wintering down there. We had visitors, mainly Russians, at odd times. We provided with a refueling facility. And then we were, of course, frozen in for the greater part of the year. And then in midwinter, we didn't have any sunshine. The sun never rose above the horizon in midwinter for about 3, 4, 5 weeks. So it was an alien environment. One of our Russian visitors presented me with a postcard with a stamp of Yuri Gagarin on it, the first human to orbit the Earth. That was the year that Gagarin went into orbit, 1961, and the Russians were so proud of him, you know, and they were carrying these envelopes of stamps to give to anybody who was interested. I came back from the Antarctic, and they wanted to put me somewhere on an island in the Pacific to have further meteorology work, and I wasn't too interested in that. And so I left them, and I think I went to the ABC then. I was at home in Adelaide, and I worked at the ABC in Telecine and in videotape. I'd gone to the South Australian School of Mines to become a communications technician. So when there was a job open at the ABC, I applied for it for television. At the time, so I was working on a TV technician certificate, and so I got into the ABC. So I worked for the ABC for quite a while, and quite enjoyed that, but I wanted to get into well, the space game came up, you know, and I applied for a job at Woomera, at Island Lagoon, and that was in telemetry, which was related. At the time, where there was no television as such, but Island Lagoon Tracking Station, TSS-41, I think it was, were tracking lunar orbiter. And that got me into the lunar game. I migrated from Germany to Australia in the first place in the search of adventure, maybe in my youth. But this was mankind's greatest adventure, and I had to be in with it, you know. So when the ad appeared, I automatically applied for the manned spaceflight business, you know, when I saw it while I was working at Island Lagoon, and luckily I got accepted. and of course, my TV background helped me, you know, which I was always, professionally, was my natural inclination. Visual displays, not being a very numeric person, but visual, and this was the greatest visual adventure that I could possibly participate in. Honeysuckle was being built, and so I applied for Woomera to go over into manned spaceflight. So I went over there, and I was sent to Goldstone for training on the scan converter, and came back, and the first active work was on Apollo 8, orbiting the moon, with the Christmas message being transmitted down, and after that, there was Apollo 9, Earth orbit, rendezvous techniques, and Apollo 10 was, I think, another orbital one, and then, of course, Apollo 11.
There were no video links out of the station for Apollo 8, so the worldwide television came from Goldstone and from Madrid, but you saw the television on site, didn't you? You saw the Christmas message.
We had a downlink. We had some television, but it was all black and white, of course. No, it wasn't forwarded. It wasn't forwarded to the rest of the world.